gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sorry, I missed the instructions before. I'm supposed to say it's the Stephanie Miller Show?
Yes. And
oh, great.
Then?
And then Jim says what?
This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought, I'm tired, brought to you by, we're all tired, by John Dodd. Stephanie would like to wish Lisa Dodd, her favorite fan in Benson, Vermont, a happy birthday.
Right.
Benson is so small that Lisa may, in fact, be her only fan there. See you on October 27th at the Beacon Theater.
Oh, yay! The Beacon Theater! How exciting!
Where the Rolling Stones are playing.
Okay, you know me, Chris. And I told both of you I'm going to explode. It was hard enough to not say that Aretha Franklin was coming to the Detroit show. You're not going to believe who I just booked on panel. What? What? What are you giving me audibles about? Oh.
Well since you are booking said celebrity.
Oh, my God. I am, because you know I have loose lips. I've sunk this ship many times. But, oh, my God. I think I pooed myself. I did. I pooed myself. I can't say who.
Mm. You are so easily starstruck. Oh my God.
Oh, everybody will be. Okay. All right. I'm fine. See, this is the dichotomy that it's my life. We were just talking to Jackie at the top of the hour. I'm getting really nice emails from somebody really nice and important, and you, I'm getting snarky passive-aggressive notes from you at, like, midnight.
Well, I got a passive-aggressive note from you at 10:30 last night.
It was a professional show-related email.
Yeah, I'll send it to him now because he won't see it until
you're
morning.
Supposed to be
and then he can take care of it in the morning.
You're a jerk.
When I send you all of this stuff at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Stop it.
And
stop it. You want to try this? Get in the ring. Oh, you are in the ring. Never mind.
Stop it.
Right?
This is hard. You want to try it?
Hey,
get in the ring.
Yeah.
This is hard.
Yeah, I was cranky because I had insomnia, and you were cranky because you had insomnia.
Yes, I was up at 10:30.
It almost became a passive. We should have drawn Jim in.
I'm glad you stopped
Jim, you
it.
Bastard. Wait a minute. What did I do?
What? I'm glad you broke that cycle. I'm glad you did because
all right.
I was in a fighting mood.
Yeah, apparently. One never knows what's going on in one's life before one sends a text. Yes.
Ann Romney had some excitement when her plane had to make an emergency landing.
Oh, did you see?
Because of electrical malfunction.
Aeronautical expert Mitt Romney?
Yes.
Why don't the windows go down on the plane?
Have a fire an aircraft, there's no place to go exactly. There's no, and he can't find any oxygen from outside the aircraft to get in the aircraft because the windows don't open. I don't know why they don't do that. It's a real problem, so it's very dangerous.
Well, what a dope.
First of all.
What? Well, can we roll our windows down? There won't be any pressurization problem.
First of all,
problem,
if you're going 500 miles an hour, you're going to get sucked out the window if you open it. And if you were at 30,000 feet, there's no oxygen to breathe anyway.
Planes haven't had windows that rolled down since the 1920s.
Because they, well, in the 30s.
Wow,
maybe.
But
back when Snoopy had on his scarf and his goggles.
That was World War One. But
well, whatever.
Cockpit, there'd be no windows anyway.
With Campbell,
you know my point.
Yes.
But don't fight me today. I'll fight right back.
Listen, you do not want to go there. Yeah. Trust me.
Planes are pressurized to about 8,000 feet level, so, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I hope you appreciate that I took the original shrapnel so that he's going a little easier on you.
I don't know why they don't let you open the windows. Wow, what a moron.
More importantly, we have a new New York City promo. Here we go.
Tom Hartman here, and you know, in my opinion, there's nothing sexier than being a liberal.
Then I'm proud to say that I'm a liberal.
And when I think of sexy liberals, four names come to mind. Aisha Tyler, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and Stephanie Miller. The stars of the most successful political comedy tour in history, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour. New York, this is comedy news that you need to know. These wildly popular progressives are coming to you live.
Do it live!
On Saturday, October 27th, right before the presidential election, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour will perform live on stage at the world-famous Beacon Theater. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 800-745-3000. New York, don't miss your chance to witness political comedy history. It's progressive, it's sexy, kind of like FDR in a thong. Okay, it's nothing like that. That would be very, very ugly.
And I welcome their hatred.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, October 27th, live at the Beacon Theater. Ticketmaster.com.
Wow!
Yay!
Well, thank you, Tom Hartman. Thank you, Shano. How exciting.
That was cool.
FDR in a thong. That scamp, Tom Hartman.
See, he's funny when he gets around you.
He gets giggly.
I know.
He tells fart jokes around
me. He does.
He does. All right. Very, very exciting. Yeah. That's. Oh, by the way, speaking of excitement.
What?
So this Saturday, the big Seattle Sexy Liberal, also a big name on celebrity panel.
Bill Gates?
Stop speculating.
Jeff Bezos?
There are surprises. So you want to know the extra excitement, Jim?
Hmm?
Extra excitement, and it's going to cost Mama money and our fabulous charity that we give to in every city. Westboro Baptist Church is protesting us.
Oh,
won't that be fun? Yes.
God hates Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes, God hates sexy liberals, apparently.
So they're taking money from Gilda's Club.
Yes, yes. We have to hire extra security because, you know what? And I'm going to bring cream rinse this time. Because which one is that, Margie?
Margie. Phelps. Margie Phelps Roper.
I am a helper. I think I will go out with cream rinse. I will come out of the theater. Here.
They don't even sell cream rinse anymore.
I would like you to have this hair product.
Here, have this Alberto VO5 hot oil treatment.
Oh, I know. I'll bring her Ovation Cell Therapy.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't even have to go to ovationhair.com and type Stephanie in the box.
Green.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. Okay. What? All right, so almost sold out. Paramount Theater. Hurry. Guess who's going to be there? Speaking of celebrities, Julie in Seattle and Ellie in Sausalito.
Hmm. Wow.
Great. Birthday party in Seattle. Ellie's coming up. Woot. This is from Julie. Julie says, Steph, just got confirmation. A longtime good friend of the show, Ellie. We talked about this yesterday. Ellie in Sausalito has booked a flight to come up for the September 29th Sexy Liberal. That's this Saturday, Mama's birthday. She'll be my guest. Would it be possible to let the Paramount will call put her name on one of the tickets? That way, if the ferry goes Titanic on my way over to Seattle, or if I'm hit by a flying fish walking past the Pike Street Market, Ellie can carry on without me. How sexy are our liberals? Thinking, being a helper, she might very well be hit by a flying fish.
Being hit by a flying fish.
At Pike Place. That's could happen.
Could happen.
She's looking out for Ellie in case she is decapitated by flying fish at Pike Place. In which case, we preemptively extend our condolences to Julie's family.
I don't think they toss whale sharks at Pike Place thing.
We're both very excited to see who the mystery guest on the panel will be. Me too, Julie.
I don't think you can be beheaded by a mackerel.
Really?
Oh, they throw those things pretty hard.
Julie, we just want to say that I will go and look for the head if that should happen so that... You can be buried intact.
Maybe an oh no, which is what you say when it's coming out of your head.
Oh no!
Oh boy. See what he did there?
Some kind of fish. Oh no.
just me. All right. So we have a big show, by the way. We have some things have been jammed into, right? Rude Pundit couldn't do yesterday. Rude Pundit today.
Today.
Very, very exciting. Yep. Representative Paul Tonko.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Pierce.
Yep.
Our usual Tuesday pal, and Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood.
She has a big announcement.
A huge announcement. For me to keep that secret.
Another one. You have
and who the big celebrity guest is in New York.
Don't put it in view of the cameras either.
What is wrong with you? Can you see what big celebrity I've been emailing with?
God.
You keep forgetting you're on television.
I know, right? That's the charm of it. Okay.
Have you really had that up on camera?
I guess it's not a secret anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. There goes a fish.
See? That's my loose lip sinking a ship again. Okay. All right. Listen, pesky cameras, move away. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. You're just in a mood. Don't even talk to me.
I mean,
all right.
Come
would
on.
You like, would you like some fun facts?
Sure.
I frequently when I am a...
Drunk?
Yes, that part goes without saying,
okay.
But watching my shows,
stories.
My stories, meaning my cable stories,
yeah,
my cable political news stories, which I do.
Your current TV primetime lineup.
That's right. Thank you. Please and thank you. Oh, by the way, I think we're going to be primetime adjacent.
We are.
We're doing pre-debate stuff.
We are.
Can you believe they're letting us anywhere near prime? We are the original Not Ready for Primetime players.
They're going to move us.
We'll be like primetime adjacent,
yeah.
Not primetime.
But they're moving us down to the big studios.
Ooh.
We're going to be on the TV.
Ted's got a barn. Let's put on a show in the afternoon. Wow, we'll be tired and drunk. Okay. All right, so this is because, you know, they show these graphs all the time, or right-wingers will, like, just throw stuff out that's...
False?
Yes, I was going to say bull. Yes, right.
Okay.
Right. Unemployment and President Obama, a claim that is made repeatedly in the media is that by right-wingers... is that national unemployment is worse now when President Obama took over. This is simply not true, is the graph in the chart below show. I love my graphs and my charts.
you're a regular Ross Perot.
Yeah. Say, here's the deal. as the graph in the chart show below, unemployment peaked in October 2009 at 10%, then stayed in the 9.9 range for several months after that. It has much improved today. Mm-hmm. See that?
I see that. That's a good chart.
See, now look at that. Look at the important things and not...
Don't look at that.
Emailing.
Look,
look over here.
Oh, boy.
Nosy, stupid cameras. Who said yes to this? Okay.
God.
17 minutes after the hour.
Is it the Hoff?
Yes. She's inviting the Hoff.
Right. That's it. Okay.
Will you provide the hamburgers and bourbon?
All right.
That's pretty much what our show on Current TV is going to be.
You know, I wouldn't miss a minute of today's show because collectively we've had about 45 minutes of sleep.
I think we have.
Yeah, we're already unglued. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Highbrow, lowbrow, unibrow. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it.
Does every song have a dance mix?
Yes.
Pretty much every song is written. Okay.
Yep. 21 minutes after the hour. Oh, life and the kids and their scampy social media.
Yep.
So our new favorite character is... People always think that their characters, they're real.
They're real. She calls in.
Road Flare Mary from Chicago. Right Wing Mary, who's... Yep. We call her that because she sounds like she smokes road flares, although we have no confirmation of that. She has a Twitter account?
Well, someone opened a Twitter account for Road Flare Mary, and they just sent me a tweet. It says, "You want to spar with me? Cough, cough. I already decimated Stephanie with a withering smoke your dildo remark. Take me on, tough guy."
Okay. So that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
See, that was the zinger she wrote for the show yesterday.
Yeah.
That was, wow, I'm still wounded. Oof.
Yes. By the way, T-Bone is very upset he missed that.
I know, right? T-Bone takes the day off yesterday and misses that.
Right.
Oh, he cuts me and I keep on bleeding. I just keep bleeding. Whatever, Mary. Call me. Okay.
You know she's watching.
She is. No, she said my show is blocked. She blocked my show, but somehow she still calls every day.
Sure.
You didn't block me, Mary. You know you want it, Mary. Okay. Brenda in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Happy belated birthday.
Oh, no, it's this Saturday. So it's a pre-
this Saturday?
Yes.
You go, girl.
Thank you. All right, then. I will.
I'm the one that called out about your crazy Mary last week, but I have another a young lady called you yesterday, and she wanted to tell you about big box employers and some of the fast food franchises that mostly employ part-time people so that they are not entitled to any benefits like
Brenda,
health insurance.
You're right. I couldn't hear her very well because she was calling from somewhere crowded, but you're right. I got a few emails on this. I know what you're talking about. Now I understand what she was saying. But,
okay.
So go ahead. What was your point?
My point is that the Republicans keep talking about all of these programs and things that they have going and all the employment. We have employment. We just have underemployment with no benefits.
Right.
Especially in the Chicago area for Mary.
Yes. Yes. Whoever manufactures the road flares that she smokes may not be employing enough full-time.
Sure.
Dean in Buffalo, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dean.
It is so good to have somebody so good-looking and intelligent representing Buffalo.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yes, I am from Buffalo. Blackport, exactly, up the transit.
It's just too bad that you're gay because... You are so attractive.
Oh, well, thank you. It's such a waste. I know. Thank you. Appreciate that, Dean.
And also, I just wanted to say that I think it's really ironic that Mitt Romney, the guy who was with his mucky muck friends and set up a Middle East situation, oh, well, we're just going to hope it goes away, is criticizing Barack Obama's Middle East policy.
Right. Yep, absolutely. All right, thank you, Dean. Aw, that's so cute. He said something really homophobic without realizing it.
Well,
he was trying to be nice.
He meant it as a compliment.
That's very nice. Okay.
It's too bad you're gay because you're really attractive.
Yeah, attractive
it's
people.
It's too bad
not.
You're such a degenerate because otherwise, you know.
Kind of a waste of space.
Kind of a waste of skin, really. So,
well, he just wanted to get with you. That's all.
Right.
Could happen.
That's what he meant
to
say.
Not that committed to anything.
That was a subtext. I will get with you.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, you know, it's hard to keep up with the dopey things that Mitt Romney says, but Jim alluded to one of them. We knew it's an anti-science party, but...
I wish you could roll the windows down. I don't know why they do that. That's that's crazy.
Yeah.
You get more air.
I mean, listen, the comedy just... it just makes itself. I don't really say this.
Yes, he did.
Gawker says, affluent Imagineer Mitt Romney has some exciting new proposals for the future of airplane design. According to the remarks he made at the L.A. Times at a fundraiser here in Beverly Hills on Saturday night, Romney, Anne's brushed with danger last week when a plane on which she was a passenger was forced to make an emergency landing after an electrical fire caused the cabin to fill with smoke.
And she said, stop it.
Even though she said,
stop it. This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring.
I would think even this is hard. Smoke would recede at that icy voice.
Stop it.
Balls receding up. You know,
stop it.
Yeah. Just sex organs shrinking like sea anemones.
Stop it.
Okay. however, he said, and we're not kidding, this is a direct quote, when you have a fire in the aircraft, there's no place to go exactly, and there's no, you can't find any oxygen from outside the aircraft to get in the aircraft because the windows don't open. I don't know why they don't do that. It's a real problem, so it's very dangerous.
You know, also be good if they put another wing on top of the wing.
Gawker
if
saying...
If one wing fell off, you'd have an extra wing.
Gawker
says... They could call it a biplane.
Gawker says, also very dangerous, installing roll-down windows in airplanes, the cabins of which depend upon precise levels of air pressurization to keep passengers and crew members from passing out due to lack of oxygen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, does he realize that to fight a fire, you starve it of oxygen? You don't add more oxygen to it?
Oh, it smells smoky. Let me roll the window. Sometimes I have to check that things aren't from The Onion. Really?
Yeah. No.
Did he really say, can't you roll the windows down on a plane?
We were sent that about 18 times yesterday. So, yeah, after the 10th time, I'm like, okay, this has to be real.
You know what that means.
What?
In a month, we'll get it from the guy that owns the show.
Yeah.
Did you see what Mitt Romney said?
Romney said that you should roll down the window in a plane if there's smoke.
You all know who we're talking about. It's that person that sends you the funny thing on the internet from 2 years ago. Yeah, oh, my God, did you see this?
Have you seen that? The cat in the sink? It's hilarious.
There's an iguana washing its hands in the sink.
Wasn't an iguana, was it?
A chameleon.
No, chameleon, sure.
You're tired.
Don't go changing. Carl in Baltimore, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Carl.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. You guys are doing a great job.
I have three quick
things that's bothering me. First of all, it was a bishop up in Massachusetts, regularly against the founding fathers, church and state, saying separation of church and state. He cried about China, but he traded with China. He's eager to be in the military.
Yep.
But none of his sons has ever been in the military. Maybe conscientious objective.
Carl, didn't you love President Obama's response about, you know, Romney's criticism of his foreign policy? He said, you know, if Mitt Romney wants to start another war, he should say so.
Yeah.
Another war that he won't fight, or his sons, right?
I totally agree with you. I mean, if he's in jail, France kids out to be killed. But I know he's a conscientious objective because of religious thing, but I think it's absurd.
Yep. All right. Is he ordering? Can I fries?
Yeah.
We would all like
curly
fries. We would all like the curly fries with that. I thought it was great, the contrasting 60 Minutes things, when they said, Mitt Romney said about this and this and this. And that is what he's talking about. I mean, he's like, oh, really? He said, President Obama was very concise. He said, we would get out of Iraq, we're out of Iraq.
Yep.
I said... We would focus on Al-Qaeda. We would get Bin Laden. We did. You know, he just went down. He said, if Mitt Romney wants to start another war, he should let us know.
That's right.
Bam! Nothing but net. All right. Rude Pundit next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Killed small town Americans. Cell phones, texting, blogs, and
Stephanie Miller.
That's who.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. All right, it's, because he couldn't do it yesterday.
Right. It's Lee Papa, the rude pundit. Pundit.
Good morning, Papa.
Good morning. Yeah. I guess I should say happy birthday early.
Oh, thank you.
I won't get a chance to publicly say it.
You will save your spanking until next month when I'm in New York.
Oh, sure thing, sure thing. And frankly, I think because you're a lesbian, you're more attractive.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. You know, you always want what you can't have. Ha ha, Nina. Okay. So rudeness. Boy, it's hard to keep up with Mitt Romney. We were just talking about his fine keen knowledge of aeronautical engineering.
Oh, isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing that you want more than letting passengers have access to, you know, being able to roll down their windows at 30,000 feet.
Right.
Getting some
fresh air. 500 miles an hour.
It had to be just God's way of saying, hey, Ann Romney, you know what's even worse than running for president? You know what's harder on you? Fire in a plane.
All right. I guess he wants some mother... All right, there's a snakes joke in there, but never mind. I'm too tired. So, I love your...
Flames on a plane. There you go. Yeah. Flames on a plane.
Flames on a plane.
Yes.
Horses on a plane.
I want the... off my... Okay. I love your Mitt Romney useless on Univision post this week. You say, yes, yes, ha-ha. It sure does look like Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney darkened his skin to appear on Spanish language network Univision last night, or as the Romneys call it, El Television de Gardeners.
Oh, dear.
It's funny. It's
going to be La Televisión.
Yeah, I mean, is that... you just?
I don't speak their language.
And the Romneys wouldn't know gender difference anyway.
Exactly. Oh, it is. So thank you. Now I'll need to go and correct it. Correction, I don't know Spanish. Like Mitt Romney, I know French.
Yeah, just when you think this campaign can't get any more like a skit, you're like, is he orange? Yes, he is.
Yeah, yeah.
He appears to have dyed himself a certain color.
He must be rusting. I think that's...
Yeah.
I do appreciate that he's not pretending to be out with the workers like George W. Bush would do. I do appreciate that.
You say, as was once again made clear, Mitt Romney is a dumb who either has no answer to issues or the wrong answers. If Romney was a fortune teller, his tarot cards would always show the three of what?
The three of duh.
Romney's performance seemed to be more akin to a bad magician who ends up sawing his assistant in half for real, ignoring the screams and blood because that would spoil the illusion.
I guess I was on some kind of drug that made me constantly write metaphors.
Well, I mean, it's just what we've been talking about is that he can't run from that. He had to be the most, you know, quien más macho in the Republican primaries, the toughest on immigration, right? And now he can't run away from it.
Right, right. And you know, the whole self-deportation thing, which he's, you know, to be fair, he didn't use that word, but even going back to 2007, he was saying, well, people should just go back to their countries and get to the back of the line.
Yeah.
This has actually been his belief consistently, let's say, since at least 2007.
Right, right. By the way, Jim, ¿quién es más macho? Okay, I don't know. All right. But it is hard to flip-flop from I will veto the Dream Act, period, right? I'll make it so bad here, people will self-deport.
Right, and the only way that he could even get an audience there for the Univision interview was that he had to be able to bus in supporters.
That's right.
Because nobody in the Hispanic community, except for a few Rubio-esque Cubans, are going to vote for Mitt Romney.
All right. Your second post, note to Mitt Romney, everyone is dependent on the government, you dumb. Good on Mitt Romney for not backing down from the purity of his ishness. But just some good points. This whole big government thing is just hilarious. You say, it really seems we finally discovered a belief, a real honest belief that Romney has. It's us versus them, and we can write off most of them, these 47% comments, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is as pure as you get on class warfare. When you simply are saying that I'm not even going to try to appeal to nearly half the country, you're saying, how is that part of the country to have any confidence that you're even going to consider them if you're actually elected? There's so many levels on which that comment is appalling that when you see conservatives support it, you think, you really do believe this then, don't you?
Right, right. But you make good points in here. You say some depend on the government for food, others depend on the government to make their businesses possible. It's not two sides of the same coin. It's the same side of the same coin, by the way, that was made by the government. The coin also made by the government. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, because everything at some level, and that's why we have government. We have government to organize us and to in various ways, whether it's through monetary policy or through welfare, to actually help people on an individual basis.
Well, I mean, it's sort. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, what private industry is going to supply disaster relief?
Right.
Well,
yeah,
and as you said, the whole thing's a charade. Mitt Romney's whole part of his thing is, you know, saving the Olympics with government money. Paul Ryan, his entire fortune, his family's fortune is based on government contracts for
right.
construction of roads.
Right,
I mean,
right.
All of the people they showcased at the We Built That RNC had government subsidies or contracts, right?
And all of the companies that are successful from Bain Capital that Romney cites as being successful all have, the ones that I checked, have government contracts.
Oh, Staples, you say, is a major government contractor providing pencils to those who would push them on paper pads procured through Staples. During the Obama administration, Staples has received over $13 million in contracts just from the Defense Department.
And a $21 million cash tax refund. During the second quarter of 2011.
Well, you know, and as you also point out, let's not even deal with the roads that get us to work or regulations that make our food at least somewhat safe to eat. Let's look at Republicans' beloved defense spending. How many millions of Americans are dependent on the government simply through defense contracts? So, you know, you're absolutely right about this whole blowing apart this whole misnomer about us versus them and big government.
Right. I mean, you know, that. What about when they were closing, when the base closures were going on, and Republicans, well, people of both parties in Congress were screaming that it would destroy a town if you close the base. That's because every job in that area is dependent on the government.
Yep.
This lie has just the way that it has permeated this election. It's absurd. I'm looking forward to next week to the debates to see exactly what happens, to see how I want Obama to. I know people are advising Obama right now. Hey, you just need to stay the course. You just need to, you know, be okay and we'll be fine. I want him to pummel Romney bloody rhetorically, but that's what I want to see.
Because Romney is so good when he's questioned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When he's under pressure. He's going to just go to that mantra. It's my turn to speak. It's my turn to speak. Let me speak. Let me speak.
There's got to be that little part of Obama that, or somebody's got to be whispering in his ear, you know, you could push him right over the edge, man. You could make him snap.
Doink, doink.
Yep.
Yeah. And you have the added fun fact, the 47% comments. The video was taken in the house of hedge fund manager Mark Leader in Boca Raton.
Mm-hmm.
Leader is somewhat famous for being another one of those private equity bros who flaunt their wealth. He had lots of sex parties in the Hamptons.
Yep.
Mm. Yep.
And
wow.
As you conclude, seriously, at this point, Romney may as well admit that he would an elephant for the entertainment of wealthy donors in order to become president. And I think that that's probably true.
Yeah, there is nothing that he will not stoop to at this point. And, you know, the way in which do Republicans believe in family values anymore, or is that just something that they throw out there to the Yahoos? Or is it okay to go and cavort with the sex party host?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're looking at the same polling I am, Rude, and yesterday we did this, but the wheels had really fallen off when Obama's winning among NASCAR fans, 48% to 41%, according to a new Zogby poll.
Oh yeah, he's now up 8 points in Ohio, according to the Washington Post.
Yeah,
for the Electoral College vote, it's going to be. I don't know. I won't say Reagan-esque, but it's going to be pretty, pretty
well,
awful.
Right. I mean, and that's what Rude keeps saying. You know, I'm sure we all heard that yesterday, that no Republican has ever won the White House without Ohio, right?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, they keep on wanting to talk about nationally how it's closer than it is when you go state by state. Yeah, that's because every, you know, idiot in Texas is voting for Romney, so that's going to push up his numbers nationally. But sorry, if every swing state has Obama up by 5+ points, then it's over.
Yeah. Let's delve into some of the fun facts in the Zogby polling. I love this. The real shocker is the poll found the president doing very well with some traditionally thought of as Republican voting blocks. I mean, you're absolutely right, Rude. This may just blow the wheels off all the sort of conventional wisdom and punditry.
Yep.
Obama leads in almost every region of the country and only trailed Obama or Romney by 6 points in the South, 41-47%. There was a birther who was interviewed, a Southern Baptist birther that's going to vote for Obama because she thinks Romney's such a douche. I was laughing. Some pollster. She's like, well, he's a Muslim, but I'm going to vote for him.
Yep, yep.
Obama leads...
I'd rather do anything than cast my vote for that douche Romney.
When you're losing the Southern Baptist birthers, I think it's time to pack it in.
Yeah.
Obama, and go and feel free to roll the windows down the plane on your way home. It's fine.
Yeah.
Obama leads with voters who are or have a family member in the military. Get this, 54% to 39%.
Wow.
Most surprisingly, Obama only trails Romney by 7 points with those who consider themselves born-again Christians, 40-47%. And I love it. And somebody pointed out that Romney's problems with NASCAR fans go back to when he mocked them while, remember, attending the Daytona 500?
Right, right, right.
The crowd initially, this is from the New York Times, the crowd initially booed Mr. Romney, who occasionally struck a discordant note. Occasionally? When he approached a group of fans wearing plastic ponchos, I like those fancy raincoats you bought, really sprung for the big bucks.
Oh, God, really? Yeah.
And then he made the comment about, I have a lot of friends that are NASCAR owners. He's just the most awkward man in the world. He literally has insulted just about every country and every segment.
Preston Howell thinks he's a douche. I mean, that's how
You know, he's making McCain look cool. McCain went to the Sturgis bike rally, you know?
Yeah.
And looked okay there.
Right.
You know, he's making Bob Dole look like a party guy. It's really just ridiculous. And you know, the other thing is that Republicans are not getting it. They, you know, Lindsey Graham, he's interviewed, he's in Huffington Post and saying that if we lose, this says that demographically the nation has changed so much that a Republican can't get elected unless we have some serious changes demographically within the party. And I just want to say, really? It's just because there aren't enough white people?
Yep.
It's not that white people are actually smart enough to think that you're full of crap?
Exactly. You know you've lost it when even Scrooge McDuck is saying,
you're despicable.
All right.
Although that was Daffy.
Yeah.
Daffy Duck. That's not Scrooge.
Just go with the... they're all fictional characters. All right, rude pundit.
You know what? Every duck speaks with some kind of speech impediment.
Thank
so
you.
It's okay.
Thank you, Rude. Thank you for your support. All right.
Can I plug something real quick?
Yes.
The 2012 edition of the Rude Pundit's Almanac that has 25 to 30 pages of all new never blog stuff, including, and it's something I won't give away, the real secret to understanding Mitt Romney is available through orbooks.com and on amazon.com.
No way!
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm a big fan. So, all right, I'll see you. It was incredibly painful waiting a whole day for you. I missed you yesterday. We'll see you Monday, okay?
All right.
All right. Love
Thanks,
you.
Rude.
There you go. Hey, Rudeness. All right, 47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Try to be paid, for goodness sakes.
All right.
Otherwise, you're going to have all idiots listening to your program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. Stephanie Miller. In the house, jump, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah.
Woot. Woot. Woot.
Woot. Woot.
Right. Oh. Yeah. 52 minutes after the hour. Thanks. Oh, thanks. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oscar in Minnesota, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Oscar. Hello. Oscar?
Looking for Oscar or Owen?
Oh, close enough. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to share a revelation I had today sitting here in Minnesota and not being a Packer fan, but suddenly everybody in Wisconsin wants a union.
Yeah.
And the screener told me I might have to explain football to you.
Well, football, you know, I was just hearing somebody say that yesterday. It's like the most socialist structure there is, right?
It is. It is. And the NFL... blocked out the referees now over money.
Right.
And now they have replacement referees.
Yep.
So if coming from a Scott Walker state to this, I think it's karma and it's a bitch.
Suck on that.
Yes, apparently there was a really bad call last night that stopped play for 10 minutes.
Yes.
Twitter went nuts
with
it.
Didn't the coach do something to the ref?
That part I don't know. I didn't watch the game. I only
sports.
Saw it on Twitter and Facebook.
Sure.
So, yeah.
But then they scored a home run, so it was okay.
Yeah.
What? You don't do sports because when you run, you're...
My heels
you
hit
kick
my,
your butt.
Hit my butt.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, Chris in New Jersey, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Nice. Hello, Chris.
Oh,
right then. Okay.
Okay.
Oh. I'll come back to you.
You get nothing.
All right. Susanna.
Good day, sir.
Susanna in Kirkland. Hello.
Hi. How are you today?
Good. Hi, Sus.
I think Mitt said, who is the snooky person I keep hearing about her? She's so popular. Mm-hmm. What does she do? And I think he saw a picture of her and said, that Italian girl looks like a Mexican. I think he ran off to the spray tan place.
Yes, I want to be. He brought a picture of her. I want to be this color.
I just wanted to complain about Hannity being on the Christian channel. He had some program on. I've seen some bashing of Obama, but they actually have people on there saying he's a con artist, he's a con artist. Hannity should be thrown in jail for letting broadcasting come through, especially on the Christian channel. It's ridiculous. He needs to be thrown in jail.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll tell him next time I see him at a radio.
He was on the Christian channel?
I don't know. Thrown in jail. All right.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Seems a little
That's
harsh.
A little harsh. Okay, let's channeling my mom there for a minute. All right, let's dive into the right wing world and see what's out. Oh, look who's here! It's Reince Priebus.
Reince Priebus.
Thank you. Okay, here he is on the ABC's This Week.
We've got specifics coming out of our eyeballs, George, and so I just think that we need to keep pounding away on those specifics and keep talking about those specifics so that the American people know.
Yeah, keep whining about those specifics so the American people know that he's a bad, mad man.
Mm. Wow, he does whine, doesn't he?
Yep.
Romney has no specifics. That's why George Stephanopoulos asked, because he literally will give no specifics on anything.
Specifically, what specifics are you talking about?
Not only he won't release his own taxes, he won't give us any specifics on what our taxes might be in a Romney administration.
But he's got specifics running out of his eyeballs. Specifics coming out of his eyeballs, which you probably should see a doctor about.
Oh, my God, that's like the perfect Reince Priebus impression.
I thought I was the only one that finds him particularly irritating.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember when he said he compared Obama to the Italian
cruise ship captain.
Yes,
was
charged with manslaughter.
Cruise ship
hey
captain.
There, little captain.
They're all drowned. It's Obama.
He's almost Capote-esque.
Yeah.
You did. You morphed into Truman Capote. I mean,
with a name like Reince Priebus. He should sound like Joseph Goebbels, but
no, he's
not. It's my Truman Capote. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got specifics coming out of my eyeballs.
Truman Capote mixed with Droopy Dog.
Yes,
yeah.
It's Truman Capote mixed Droopy Dog.
Droopy Dog. Droopy Capote.
Wait, let's hear it again so we can check it, although I like Jim's better.
We've got specifics coming out of our eyeballs.
We've got specifics coming out of our eyeballs.
It's stupid.
You have to add the.
Oh my God! I'm so tired. I'm just like the girl in class going, "Do it again, Jim. Do it again." For the next 3 hours. All right, Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry about that.
I'm just reminding you. You've heard how many times have I wished that everybody looked at things ideologically? That's how Obama would properly be understood. If Romney would go ideological in explaining Obama,
yes,
it would help. Of course it's ideological. It always has been ideological. What is the left if nothing but strident ideology?
Hmm. Okay.
He's complaining about people being strident.
Right.
Yeah, he needs... Yeah, he's not right.
Project
Romney
much?
Needs to go farther, more ideological.
Yes, you go with that.
Absolutely.
Okay. He's going to have more specifics coming out of his eyeballs.
Oh, God. I love that. Even more on Hannity.
Remember what his message was? Unity. I'm going to unify the country. We all stand as one. I'm going to stop these divisions.
Okay.
In 2012, he's running on exactly the opposite message. Divide the country. Rich people versus everyone else. Those evil rich people, they're not paying their fair share of taxes. It's almost like a scene out of that Batman movie where Bane takes over New York City and he says to the people, your oppressors are those rich people, the people who live in the penthouses.
Must pick by 11 penthouses. Are they all whiny like that? I know you get more ideological. What's wrong with you?
We've got specifics coming out of our eyeballs.
so tired. Whiny. That's all we're going to do all morning is just mock people's voices.
Stop it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You've unleashed the loge.
Screechy and whiny at the same time.
I gotta go take a nap. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show. I'm walking on
sunshine. He just called me a whore. What is going on this morning? Well,
none of us had any sleep.
No, we had no sleep. And we were mocking my trying to...
You were recording a commercial during the top of the hour.
I can say Market Fresh Fish Selections.
Market Fresh Fish Selections.
Market Fresh Fish.
Market Fish.
Okay, I'm going to need a little
You
more
sounded like you were naming the Romney boys.
Flurn, Snark.
We use Flarg and Fling. How about Mark Fresh Selections?
Fresh Selections.
We really need a group nap, okay?
Yes.
All right, 6 minutes
We need
the
a
hour.
Cuddle puddle.
Boy, and a couple of reach around something.
Yeah.
1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, my goodness, sexy
what?
Liberal tour director Roland says fans can now call the Hotel Beacon to get rooms
what?
At a special rate for October 27th.
Cool.
We're sexy liberal.
Even Dana Loesch is excited.
Dana Loesch can get a deal at Hotel Beacon. Mention the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, making reservations, limited number of rooms, first come, first serve. Get it, go. I'm hoping that the camera didn't catch the giant celebrity that I just booked on panel for New York. Because I'm so excited, boy. I'm gonna explode. Ah!
You just better thank your lucky stars that current isn't in HD yet.
Right? Oh, my goodness. And I smear Vaseline on the cameras every
yeah,
morning.
Your Civil Shepherd Vaseline.
All right. And then Seattle coming up. Very few tickets left for this Saturday. Yeah, Seattle Sexy Liberal. Get it for the big birthday show. All right. Lots going on economically and otherwise. One of our very... Oops, wait a minute. That's not the one I wanted. Very personal favorites. Paul Tonko. Speaking of great things in New York... from the upstate New York area. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller. Hey, look, let me tell you, it was fun to be able to hook up with you in Charlotte.
It was so great to see you.
It was so great to see you in person.
Thank you. Likewise.
Well,
likewise.
You know, I just did a graph early on in the show, Congressman, which I thought you would appreciate because I thought, you know, we see these right-wingers one after the other just throwing things out on TV, you know, supposed facts that are not true. About how much worse the economy is now than blah, blah, blah. It is just provably not true. The unemployment rate has gone down and down and down under President Obama.
Exactly. And, you know, his private sector job growth has been steady for 30 consecutive months, well over 4.2, 4.5 million jobs in the private sector added to the equation. And the thing is that there were so many other success stories that could have been, but for the denial by the Republican-controlled House that has been really engineered into its thinking by the extreme thinkers in the conference, the Tea Party element that has really made it difficult for some moderates in the Republican majority to get something done. So it's really paralyzed us, and they left town. They were comfortable
yep.
leaving town without getting our work done. The earliest close down of Congress since 1960.
Yep.
With you know, the election just around the corner, I think they showed where they want to be. They want to be campaigning and spreading misinformation rather than getting work done.
Well, they got that 10% approval rating the old-fashioned way. They earned it, right?
Oh, they absolutely did earn it. And, you know, the public is catching on. You look at the polling now, not just seeing the president beginning to stretch his lead in many, you know, battleground states, but also in individual dynamics, like who do you trust more? It's President Obama. Who is there with the middle class values? President Obama. Who is there on the economy? President Obama. So, you know, it's starting to work against them. Who's there on Medicare? President Obama and the Democrats.
Yep.
And, you know, if I hear one more ad, see one more ad about the $716 billion $2 billion that they stole from Medicare.
Yeah.
That was a chunk out of the profit column of very profitable insurance companies. And they should just tell the truth out there. And people are finding out about it by going to different websites out there that are exchanging truth.
Well, I think that's why Paul Ryan got booed by the AARP. I mean, you know, it resonates. I mean, I think Bill Clinton delivered it so well, don't you think, Congressman, that people remember it. It's like, you know, that takes some brass to criticize someone for doing what you did.
And it was the the professor in the classroom.
Yep.
I mean, it was nothing short of going through and taking the exam and just telling everybody what the truth is, what the right answer is, and what the fiction is. And I thought that was great, you know, to be able to tell people point blank that we have made Medicare more secure for at least 8 to 9 years. That buys us time for technology to take and cut costs for different improvements that can be made, additional cost containment without denying services, making it affordable, accessible. I think, you know, it's beginning to be checked out by the voter, and now there's many ways for people to really get information. They're getting more and more user-friendly, and I think that the attempts in the past to misinform and mislead the electorate are not going to be what they used to be.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, I did you see the 60 Minutes interview?
I did not. I saw snippets of it, and I just saw, I was trying to figure out, like, just what are you saying there, candidate Romney? You know, when people are looking for specifics, you can only say, you know, the devil's in the detail, but the angel is in the policy. Now, that told me a whole lot.
Right.
That told me a whole lot about where we're going here.
Right. Well, I mean, but, you know, I think, like, as you say, I mean, I'm looking at the same polling you are, that it just is, no matter what the issue is, I mean, I think this president was asked specifically about foreign policy, and he said that American people largely agree with what I've done, but not just on foreign policy. You're right. This is a new one on Medicare. I think you're right. The American people get it.
Oh, absolutely. And they wanted specifics, you know. They understand, you know, the message that's resonating so very well here is the identification with middle-class struggle, middle-class values, middle-class relief. And the efforts to provide relief in terms of a tax burden on the middle class and not allowing cuts in Medicare to be made so that you have the savings that are then poured into tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires. There's a huge contrast here. And, you know, harping back to President Clinton's address at the convention, you know, let's look at the record. Let's do the scorecard. You know, how many jobs would this have created? Zero, as he indicated. And you look at the president's millions that he's added. You look at what was done with Medicare. It would have cost more if we go to their coupon voucher system for Medicare. They want to, you know, again, side with insurance companies, give them the added business of all these people shopping with their coupons and having seniors dig deeper into their individual pockets. That is wrong.
Yep.
They want to destroy Medicare as we now know it.
Representative Tonko, I've had a very little sleep, and so I recall that you have several very fancy degrees, and you're really quite brilliant. Something science-related, as I recall.
An engineering degree.
It's fun to be an engineer.
Yeah,
that's right.
On the Hill in Washington.
Yes.
And to work on this innovation economy and to deal with many of the issues with an analytical scientific approach is kind of a fun thing because you can you bring a different perspective, and you can bring a whole different approach to how we develop policy.
That's what I recall, and that's why, as an engineer, I really wanted to get your take on Mitt Romney saying yesterday that we should be able to roll the windows down in a plane.
that one, I don't know. I was that an attempt to be humorous? Or
No.
He's just an idiot.
Yeah, that one, you know, it's no wonder we can't get climate change and global warming.
There you go. No, seriously.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
They're walking away from science.
Right.
They don't
science
want to
is a liberal bias.
Exactly. Exactly. Representative.
Yeah, and I serve on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, and to hear some of the comments made there about science-based approaches, you know, and to have had candidates running for president who would totally dismiss the concept of global warming is a frightening thing.
Yep. Yeah. I can only imagine the look on your face during some of their comments.
Yeah.
it's amazement for certain.
Representative Paul Tonko of the great state of New York. Thanks so much, Congressman. Talk to you again
all
soon.
All right. Hey, it's going to be a fun 6 weeks. It I think is. It's happening already.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Thank
Keep
you,
up the great
thank
job.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
To be all fair, right. Mitt Romney does a great Al Green, however.
Oh, no, that's also
no,
Obama.
No, that's also awesome. Not wow. him. Not that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, we have to finish up Right Wing World.
I know.
It bled over into hour number two. Monica Crowley on Voodoo.
We actually do have a president who is responsible for America, for our national security, for our ambassadors and our embassies around the world. The world is aflame as a direct result of this man's policies, and yet no questions being asked of him.
She's breathless and screechy and just...
And her sister is married to Alan Combs.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, wow. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah, there's just a little tonal problem. Wow, so maybe we're just all tired. Mm-hmm. But
they're all whiny. And then
she also has a radio show. So it would behoove her to modulate
a
little bit.
Sound like you've just run up the flight of stairs for 3 hours.
Exactly. Believe
just,
me.
You know,
take
not
a breath.
Relaxing to listen to.
Take a breath. Just
you need to go to Dana Loesch School of Broadcasting to learn how to modulate. All right, Steve.
And that woman has a radio show.
Steve Emerson. I guess a good voice is not, required on the right.
No.
No. Okay, Steve Emerson on I Send My Broadcasting Voice. Steve Emerson on Fox News.
I think Mr. Obama is not necessarily a Muslim. I don't believe that. I think he's pro-Islamist. And that philosophy is allowing totalitarian views to be imposed around the world and even in our country. What? Very dangerous. Huh? It should be confrontational, not friendly.
He's not necessarily Muslim. He's
right.
Muslimy.
He's an Islamist. And so he has that philosophy.
Yeah. Falafeli. That's what he meant to say. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Oh, heavens. Really?
Yep.
Sean Hannity and Ann Coulter.
Together at last. Mm.
If you don't vote for President Obama, the insinuation is if you oppose Obamacare, you oppose the stimulus bill, jobs bill, if you're a Tea Party member, this is a narrative. All of this is used. Elect Republicans, a black church is going to burn. Al Gore screaming at the top of his lungs, Republicans have the wrong agenda for African Americans.
Right.
They don't even want to count you in the census, which leads to, by the way, voter ID laws.
Yeah.
That's racist.
Yes.
Mm. Yes, mm. and mm. so mm. your point would be...
Yes, it's an improv exercise, yes and. Okay. all right. So that was the... Wow, and he's so current with the Al Gore's Unhinged.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's play Compare and Contrast. Dana Loesch. Al Gore.
Well, I believe that had we actually counted the votes in 2000, that... no.
Yeah, okay, it's not, all right. You can clearly see who's screechy and unhinged.
Stop it.
Clearly always been Al Gore that's completely...
Oh, I'm just I'm a wild man.
Yeah.
Look out.
Okay.
Here comes the rage.
Stop it.
All right. 18 minutes after the hour. That concludes that was really not a... That was an audio unpleasant... Right Wing World, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I never heard such a bunch of penny, any, dime, a dozen, two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problem.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
La, 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 la. 25 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce coming up at the bottom
of
the hour.
This is how we do it.
No.
Apparently
this,
I was misinformed.
This. Yeah, indeed. You forgot to tip your cup up. Okay, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone
tip
number.
Tip back your cup and throw your hands
right,
up.
Right, exactly. Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood, next hour with a major announcement.
That's right.
I have a major announcement that I can't make that's going to make me explode.
Well...
Oh, my God.
The TV
you wouldn't believe who I've been emailing with.
The TV cameras might have made that announcement for you.
Yeah.
Well, then it's all going to be bad and wrong. Now we won't be able to have nice things.
Mm.
All right. Big.
Huge.
Huge name.
Huge.
On panel for the Sexy Liberal New York show. Huge.
Huge.
Not him.
It's not Trump.
Not Tom.
No.
All right. Just because this seems the morning to do this story, Gawker brings us, what was an asparagus-sized eel doing inside a New Zealand man's butt?
Huh?
That's one of the questions of the universe. It's hard to answer.
Is it really?
Doctor said, these are some of our favorite stories ever since the vicar.
The vicar with the
potato.
He fell on a potato while he was hanging curtains naked.
And
that was his story.
Wound up in his, area.
Posterior.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, that'll happen. Okay. Sure. It's...
Doctors at Auckland City Hospital wouldn't go into how an eel the size of a, quote, decent-sized sprig of asparagus became lodged up the backside of an unnamed patient, but it was successfully extracted.
Mm.
So that's the good news. This is
that was a bad job.
Eel extractor.
This is believed to be the first at the hospital. Which has seen its fair share of, quote, people with strange objects that have got stuck where they shouldn't be.
The sun doesn't shine.
I'm still struck that the vicar thought it was appropriate to hang curtains, stand up on a table in front of a window.
I don't think that's how the video got.
Just saying.
Okay.
I mean, that story doesn't hold water.
How the eel got there? I don't. That's a whole other thing.
Ear, wow. Eely.
Wow. Okay, Steve. And we have our gerbil stories here in Hollywood, but an eel is impressive. Hello, Steve. We call it unagi out here.
Hello?
All right. Your phone is...
Crap.
Yes. Thank you. Jim in New Jersey, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
My first thought was that Truman Capote has a specific coming out of his eyes and BS out of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And before my Iran, Romney refuses to say if he's willing to give up his role advising Iran on how best to terrorize Americans. I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. As President Obama said, if he wants to start another war, he should say so.
That's right.
That's what he's saying. The president's not being, tough enough on Iran. Joe in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Joe.
Hey, two things quickly, because I know you don't have a lot of time. It was Lincoln, I believe, a great Republican, who said the role of government is simply to do for the people what the people by themselves cannot do alone.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the other thing I wanted to say was when you argue with a conservative, you can win the argument by just letting them talk. And AA has a thing that says play the tape to the end. And when they talk about, like, deportation, you say, oh, that's an interesting idea. How are we going to do that?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just do it. Well, will we arrest them in their home? Well, we can arrest them at work. What do we do with the kids? Well, do we put them on a train? Do we send them to,
Well, and according to Mitt Romney, they're all just going to magically self-deport. Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of the specifics currently coming out of his eyeballs.
I think we've got specifics coming out of our eyeballs. We should just put them in the transporter beam in Star Trek. And then,
we've got specifics coming out of our eyeballs.
It's Priebus. Okay, 29. Jackie Schechner's right. A little bit of Joe Lieberman, little droopy dog, little Truman Capote. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce from Esquire.com next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Find being cast in the role of bad girl oddly titillating.
Okay, this morning is getting weirder and weirder.
So how did the president find a phone booth in which to change into his Obama man outfit?
For those of you that are only listening on the radio, I'm sorry, because someone has sent us a life-size President Obama cutout dressed as Superman.
Yeah.
That's very large.
Very large.
He's looming right behind me.
And you know right where your head is.
Over here. And
oh,
it's
dear.
Over there on the TV.
Okay.
It's that large.
That might look somewhat odd. Okay, 34 minutes after the hour. Thank you, whoever sent that. Thanks. All right.
Sure.
It's right here in Captain America's underpants, our current TV set. All right, it's Tuesday. You know, there's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Where's my Charlie Pierce life-size cutout? Good morning, Charlie.
Get your head out of there. You don't know where it's at.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Hello, all. How are we?
Hello.
We are all fine.
We are all tired.
Yeah, we're all sleepy.
And punchy.
And a little bit loopy.
Fine, and then move on would be okay. the only people you ask how are you, you get an actual answer.
Yeah.
Well, I got a thing with my knee.
Yeah, yeah. My back's been acting up.
I got floaters in my right eye. Okay. You write about Paul Ryan said, today if we want to send an astronaut to the space station, we have to pay the Russians to take him there. You say, of course, if we were to adopt Ryan's giant brain budget, we'd have to pay the Russians to take our astronauts around the block in a cab. What was his point exactly?
All of a sudden he's down in Florida appealing to the folks on the space coast on the basis of the president not spending enough in outer space.
Yeah.
I mean this is Mr. The deficit is coming to eat your grandchildren, but that's okay because we should still be sending people to the moon to keep the Chinese from building a base there. You know what the Chinese are going to build on the moon? They're going to build a toy factory. That's what they're going to build.
Yeah. And by the way, gee, that's a...
And Mitt Romney's going to send a bunch of people who build toys in Indiana to the moon.
That's right. Because that's what he does.
Boy, for such a China basher, he sure has a lot invested there, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's a remarkable guy. Actually, he's very capable of sending your job to China and making his money.
Yeah, exactly. I did not get to see the Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren debate, but I love your headline. Scott Brown will not be bullied by a girl from Harvard. The only clips I saw were him bringing up her heritage over and over again. Is that a winning?
She doesn't look Indian to me.
I know. Well, is that a winning gambit?
No, I don't think it is. I think he's making a little bit of headway, you know, making her explain what she did for asbestos companies. I think what she did for asbestos companies helped the asbestos workers.
Yeah.
But you got to understand bankruptcy law to understand how it did that. And you can't make a commercial out of it.
Right. Right.
You know, so that was a better thing for him. The whole thing with, you know, you make $350,000 to teach one course. Well, he's been to law school. He knows how law school works.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the big problem with that line of attack is, of course, it's completely dissonant with the personality he sold to the country for 2 years.
Yeah. Well, that's a...
And not only that, but all of his TV commercials are like, Mom, the girl is picking on me.
That's what you say. You say at last week's debate he did everything but flex for the cameras. Meanwhile, his commercials are all about poor Whittle him and the smarty pants girl who's being mean to him. I don't think it's going to, and I love the way you put it. It's a shout out to the mooks here. You say it was a perfect miniature of the thing which Brown seems bound and determined to turn this race, a matchup between a mook like all of you mooks and the smart chick from Harvard.
Yeah, there was a big turnaround at the end of the week when Tom Menino, the mayor of Boston, came out with a very, very strong endorsement of Elizabeth Warren, which means a lot of get-out-the-vote people and a lot of union support.
Yeah.
I still think it's going to be a 2-3 point race. I still think it's going to be. I still think it's going to be a very long night waiting on the result of it. But
you talk about kind of people he's hired and the kind of campaign he's running. It's as you say, for all his regular guy facade, this is a shrewd, calculating man who's sublimely oppressed with his own importance as a political figure. He's also incredibly thin-skinned. It's very likely the notion of someone challenging him in a serious manner has offended against his sense of himself as a pivotal figure that everybody told him he was 2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Paul Ryan has the same problem, by the way, which is what I think Joe Biden is going to jab at him in the debate.
Right.
You talk about two guys who bought their own publicity. These two guys have bought their own publicity.
Maybe the budget monster will bring his own press clippings. I'm a serious, thoughtful policy wonk.
It's right here. It's in the paper.
It says so right here in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I as you were saying, I mean, Warren has pulled ahead, but not by much, right? What are we at?
I think the poll average because there's a funky UMass Lowell Boston Herald poll in there that has Scott Brown 6 points ahead, which I don't believe as far as I can throw the Boston Herald. And I used to work there. has brought the average down. The average is the poll average is somewhere between 1.5 and 2 points. I think she's probably closer to being ahead by 3 or 4, but it's extraordinarily fluid. And there's a lot of different factors here, you know, local factors that are going to play into it. For example, John Tierney, the Democratic congressman, is probably going to lose to an out gay Republican.
Wow.
Which is the kind of stuff we do in Massachusetts, by the way. Rest of the country, take note.
Right.
But, you know, John Tierney's family was involved in this offshore gambling thing, and it's like the worst political family scandal since the Borgias. I mean, he's got his wife and his brother-in-law selling him out now. So, wow. I mean, I don't see him holding on to that seat. That's in a part of the state that Scott Brown did very well on the last time.
Right.
So that's, I mean, he's got a little bit of, he's got reservoirs of support he can really count on here and there. So I still think it's a 2 or 3 point race. And
Kelly,
I hope the Democrats, were I a Democratic strategist, I'd be on the Democratic Senate, campaign committee saying, look, don't write this race off.
Right. Let's turn to the presidential, Charlie. I mean, obviously, we've been talking about, I guess the Politico is the latest national out of, Obama opened up a national lead there, 50-47. But I think, as you've said before, I mean, that's not really what's important at this point. I mean, the more important headline to me is Obama is his lead is ticking up in Florida and Colorado, for instance.
It's the electoral count, and the other problem is, my lord, 50 years from now, presidential historians are going to study the Romney campaign.
Yes.
It's not possible to do more wrong than it's done in the last couple days.
You're absolutely right.
Cold fusion was debunked 20 years ago. Why don't the windows in the airplane open?
I know. It's like
he had to have been joking.
Shrink. Because your head will shrink to the size of a peanut and you'll get sucked out. That's why.
He had to have been joking. I can't imagine that.
He was not joking.
A Harvard graduate wouldn't know. I mean, come on.
Jim Fallows is saying we should give him a break because he was obviously still shook up by what happened to Ann. That's a possibility. He could have been joking. The problem, of course, is he doesn't know how to do that.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
That's not one of his skills.
Because all of the real jokes he tells end with the punchline, or I'll send your job to China. or I'll fire all your asses.
Yeah. I think the latest
A guy walked into an outsourcing parlor with a duck on his head, and he says, hey, I'm going to fire all your asses. he's been around people who are paid to laugh at his jokes for 30 years.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And it shows. I think I saw last night Nate Silver still has it, like 75% chance of Obama winning, and as you said, the electoral way up there, let's say I'm just looking – Obama leads Romney 50-46 in Florida, 51-45 in Colorado. Obviously the big one everybody's talking about is no Republican has ever won the White House without Ohio, right? And Obama has pulled ahead by, I think, 7 in Ohio.
Yeah, I think that, and of course, apropos of what we were talking about before, he's got massive coattails in Massachusetts because Romney's support in Massachusetts has dropped to about nothing.
Hmm. Yeah.
He could lose his, I mean, he's got 3 of them, okay? He's only going to win one of them. He's going to win Utah. But he could lose the only place he's ever been elected. He could lose the state by 25 points.
Yeah, well, that's what he's looking at. 28 was
easily,
the one I saw last night. Right.
I mean, easily he could lose it by 25 points.
Wow.
Which is unprecedented, by the way.
And as we
said, nobody's ever lost their home state by that much.
And his other home state, Michigan, by the way, he's also losing in. So it turns out the polls and the trees, not the right height in Michigan as well.
No, the polls are really not the right height. No, he's got Massachusetts, Michigan, California, and Utah, and he's going to win Utah.
Right.
Yeah. And that's going to be it.
Yeah.
The new national political poll, Obama just up 50-47. But I love the pollster. He said, Romney finds himself sliding in the wake of 2 events. And I know you'll say just 2. But the choice of his running mate and the Republican National Convention, which, of course, was supposed to boost him, his unfavorable rating has ticked up 46% to 49% over the past 7 weeks. And as you say,
he's got a 49% disapproval rating after running for president for 7 years.
Right.
Take
right.
a hint.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a dynamic at play here that you do not have to be Nate Silver to figure out. The more you see this guy, the less you like him.
This is what the pollster said. The window's narrowing for Romney. He's in deep, deep trouble. Ultimately, people don't like this guy. If they don't like someone, it's hard to get people to vote for him, particularly to fire someone they do like. That's the other thing, is that the president's favorable rating's going up and up, right?
Yeah, and I'm not seeing and I keep hearing, we have to wait till after the debates. I'm not seeing it. I mean, unless Barack Obama shows up with an I'm with Frank Marshall Davis button on his lapel. I have no idea how debates are going to turn this around.
Yeah.
What can possibly happen in the debates beyond an incredible gaffe unlike anything Barack Obama's done in his entire political career?
Well, and Mitt Romney, as I keep saying, got so flustered in the Republican primaries, and he was dating and he was debating Michelle Bachmann and Rick
dating
Perry,
Michelle
for
Bachmann?
God's
sake.
Wow.
Yeah.
Be news.
Yeah. Sorry about that. The Freudian slip. But, I mean, seriously, he was debating intellectual giants like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he particularly sharpened up doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll forgive me. Someone is trying to call me on my salon right now.
Oh, no.
Whoever it is has got to be a bigger name than me, so we'll let you go. I love you, Charlie Pierce.
No. Let's keep chatting, really. It's probably somebody I don't want to talk to.
I was actually, we're out of time, so yeah. I was just...
Oh, are we done? Oh, that's too bad. All right, listen, I'll talk to you guys.
I love you. Okay.
Thanks,
bye.
Charlie. Talk to you next week.
All right, now you got to take the call. All right, 45 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
My opinion is, you're nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood, coming up this hour, next hour, with a big announcement.
Big.
Her at the DNC.
I love her. Daughter of Ann Richards.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Awesome. GoToMeeting, by the way. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the very best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. By the way, I don't know who sent us the giant, like, size cutout President Obama and Superman, but thank you.
He's looming.
Yeah, he's looming over me.
Yeah. We might need to move
watching
that.
You. All right.
That's...
All right. Oh, and we put something up hilarious on it. It's who is it?
Kate from Audra and Kate in Minneapolis.
Yes.
She's dressed up as Road Flare Mary.
Yes. It's very, very funny.
That's up
she's
on your Facebook
wig,
page.
A little lipstick, sort of.
A beer.
Okay. We need to play their sexy liberal Seattle celebration song. As a matter of fact, because when they're not dressing up in wigs, they're writing little jingles for us. Let's go to Linda in Virginia. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk to you today about something that came out in Mitt Romney's taxes, that he actually invested in a company, Chinese oil company, Chinook, and that this company has invested in Iran. Now, how can we have a president of the United States, number one, telling the American people that he's going to get tough with China, he's going to get tough with Iran, when he actually invested in them?
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Imagine, Linda, what's in his actual tax returns from all the time he was making this money when he was at Bain Capital. I mean, this is only the last couple of years, and it was stuff that he was able to manipulate to match what he had said earlier. So it's, a lot more questions than answers. Hmm. All right. Okay. Audra and Tracy did our little jingle for this weekend.
What?
Uh-huh.
She liberals everywhere to celebrate Mama's 52 years.
51!
Mama's gonna celebrate
what?
A birthday with you. Steph's gonna bend and stretch and kick and meet and grow with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Seattle's gonna celebrate and have a good time.
I'm lucky.
Carry-on, you think? My life-size President Obama?
No.
Can I buy an extra seat for him?
No. TSA will shoot you.
Okay. Let's go to one.
They got itchy trigger fingers.
Queen Bee in Tennessee. Hi, Queen Bee. Welcome. Queen.
Queen Bee.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, Queen Bee.
Hello, sexy Chris.
I love you.
Oh, boy. Okay. Something wrong with you, too. Go ahead.
Yesterday, I was mad as a hornet, and I'm still not over it.
Mm-hmm.
I worked long and hard for the title queen, and Romney cannot just dash in and take it, so she needs to stop it.
That's right. You've earned your title. All right. Thank you, Queen Bee. All right. The president on the campaign trail yesterday. The president.
There's no bigger purpose right now than making sure that if people work hard in this country, they can get ahead. That's the Central American idea. That's how we sent a man to the moon, because there was an economy that worked for everybody and that allowed us to do that.
That's the Central American idea?
Wow. Ecuador?
Sure. Yeah. El Salvador?
Nicaragua?
The central idea in America.
I see. Okay. Oh, I'm just, you know, sense. Just maybe a little adjective placement.
All right. We were just talking to Charlie. Oh, we were talking to Charlie Pierce about the president ahead everywhere, pretty much.
Except including Central America.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if Mitt Romney only wins Utah?
Awesome. It would be more awesome if he'd lose Utah, but I don't think that's going to happen.
More swing state voters trust. Come on, Utah. Come on. You don't want to be with the loser. Come on.
There are lots of Democrats in Utah.
Join us.
I mean, Rocky Anderson, the former mayor of Salt Lake City, is a great progressive.
There you go. More swing state voters trust President Obama to handle Medicare than Mitt Romney, according to a new poll yesterday. 50% of voters in 12 swing states trust Obama to handle Medicare, compared to 44% who trust Romney more. According to a new Gallup poll, nationally, Obama has a 51-43% edge over Romney in that one. Mm-hmm. The president.
The problem that Governor Romney has is that he seems to only have one note. Tax cuts for the wealthy and rolling back regulations as a recipe for success. Well, we tried that vigorously between 2001 and 2008, and it didn't work out so well.
Elizabeth in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Elizabeth.
Stephanie, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
I am still paranoid that all of this super PAC money is going to go in and people are going to say, hey, we'll buy you a car if you vote for Mitt Romney.
I think Linda McMahon and Meg Whitman tried that.
Yeah.
Sometimes all the money in the world can't.
I guess Crossroads for America or American Crossroads or whatever, they're sponsoring $1.84 gasoline in Iowa for people who register Republican.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's really scary, but, I mean, he is such an idiot. I mean, opening windows on a plane. I mean, I thought that was a joke when I read it at HuffPost.
Yeah, you have to keep reading things over and over and going, okay, am I getting punked? What's the Snopes of the website that we always...
Snopes. Snopes.com.
Yeah. No, but the other... Not Onion, but there's another one where you kind of go...
Freewood Post.
Right, is this real or not real? Exactly. Okay.
Freewood
Oprah,
Post.
Oprah, you know what? Don't get Oprah mad, because Oprah will give everyone a car. She will give everyone a car. Lynn in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I got to say, yesterday was the first time I watched your show, and I think you were totally awesome.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, it doesn't normally end that way for me, but thank you.
I got my 13-year-old and 16-year-old watching you.
Yay. Hello.
Okay, we're probably appropriate for the 16-year-old. The 13-year-old?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he gets a kick out of it.
Oh, good.
Okay.
He says Romney is a dumbass.
Oh, dear. Dear. All right, go ahead.
I want to talk about the airplane thing, but they said, no, we already talked about that, so we're going on taxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, Romney, he claims he pays 14-15% on his taxes.
Right.
Well, my husband, when he works overtime, he pays 40% of his taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, for a Harvard graduate, he needs to learn how to do the math, and people want him to run our country.
Hey, Lennon, did you hear him say, oh, yeah, I think that's fair that I pay that, and the guy who makes $50,000 a year pays, you know, a much higher percentage in taxes? It's like, what?
He said,
you know, it's because that's the job creators, blah, blah, blah. He's not creating any jobs.
No.
Exactly.
Not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't understand. I mean, we make maybe between both incomes $60,000 a year, and here my husband's paying 40% in taxes.
Right.
And we got kids to raise.
And by the way, can I ask a question? What the whole charity thing? What does that have to do with your tax rate?
Nothing.
That doesn't count as part of your tax rate, right, Lynn?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't care what you give in charity. I think that's great if you give, but what that doesn't have any. It's like, oh well, this charity contributions.
But if you give more in charity, you get more of a tax deduction.
Yes,
so therefore, your percentage gets artificially inflated.
But his charity is the Mormon Church. You know, he's tithing.
Which
is required to do.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't count as your tax rate. Is my point. I don't. Okay. 58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Yeah, someone sent me a huge up. Huge.
Huge.
Cardboard cut out of President Obama as Superman.
That's life size. Really life size.
Speaking of huge, you know me, I have a hard time keeping a secret. You just won't believe who I booked on panel for Celebrity. I've been emailing back and forth.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, right?
It's cool.
Oh, my God.
It's cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Speaking of cool, we have a new promo.
Tom Hartman here, and you know, what? In my opinion, there's nothing sexier than being a liberal.
Then I'm proud to say that I'm a liberal.
And when I think of sexy liberals, four names come to mind. Aisha Tyler, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and Stephanie Miller. The stars of the most successful political comedy tour in history, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour.
Democracy is coming.
New York, this is comedy news that you need to know. These wildly popular progressives are coming to you live.
Do it live!
On Saturday, October 27th, right before the presidential election, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour will perform live on stage at the world-famous Beacon Theater. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 800-745-3000. New York, don't miss your chance to witness political comedy history. It's progressive, it's sexy, kind of like FDR in a thong. Okay, it's nothing like that. That would be very, very ugly.
And I welcome their hatred.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, October 27th, live at the Beacon Theater. Ticketmaster.com.
Yay! Wow. Thank you, Tom Hartman. You're
JFK,
so silly.
FDR,
he's so silly.
And Nick Gilder all on the same spot.
Yeah.
That's...
He needs to get some substance in his show. He's so fluffy.
And thank you, Shano, for throwing
hooray,
that together. Yeah.
Hooray! Thank you, everybody. By the way, Bob writes, Steph, my wife and I have tickets for New York. We live in Virginia. We've been waiting for your announcement of Roland's deal with New York hotels.
Yep.
This just in. From Sexy Liberal Tour Director Roland, you can, right now, the Beacon Hotel, you can call the Hotel Beacon to get rooms at a special rate for the October 27th, Sexy Liberal, 212-787-1100. Mention the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour when making reservations. A limited number of rooms, first come, first serve. He's working on a couple other hotel deals. Details will be on Sexy Liberal Facebook page.
And I put that information up on your Facebook page.
You
so
did?
That, yeah, so that if people didn't get the phone number, they can go to your Facebook page and the phone number's right there.
Yeah, goodbye.
I do my best.
Okay, and then also the Sexy Liberal documentary here, it's just airing all those times. There you go. Okay. They're re-airing it a lot of times. Just...
Check your DVR.
Yeah, and we put it up, didn't
uh-huh.
we? They're re-airing the Sexy Liberal documentary, you know, and more than other channels air prison documentaries. So, it's good. And
there's
sexier.
That. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And
maybe you should do the show in a prison, just to, you know.
Right.
Get on that other network.
So, me and Aisha in a women's prison film? All right. And Cecile Richards coming up, president of Planned Parenthood, with a big announcement.
That's right.
Yeah, very
right.
exciting. All right. President Obama was on The View with Boba Walters.
Would it be disastrous for the country if Mitt Romney were elected?
Well, I think America's so strong and we've got so much going for us that we can survive a lot. But the American people don't want to just survive. We want everybody to thrive. We want folks to have a shot at success. And so the question then just becomes, whose policies are more likely to lead us to where we want to go?
And Elizabeth Hasselbeck was just sitting there seething.
Scowling.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hate you people. I hate you. It would be disastrous, a Romney president.
I'm going to make your heads explode.
Robert Gibbs.
Mitt Romney, I think, has an advantage because he's been through 20 of these debates in the primaries over the last year. He even bragged that he was declared the winner in 16 of those debates. So I think in that sense, having been through this much more recently than President Obama, I think he starts with an advantage.
Yeah, but he
Everybody,
was debating.
It's the lowering the expectations game.
Yeah, that was the sound of the boom lowering on the expectations.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
He was debating Herman Cain, 999, and Rick Perry.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Oh, kind of a low bar. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. If Mitt Romney has to drop... If Mitt Romney has to drop out, you know, because of his... What does Peggy Noonan call it? Rolling calamity of
Of a campaign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rolling calamity.
Calamity Mitt. This guy might step in. Cartoonishly evil rich guy spends $50,000 crafting a revenge youth baseball team for his 10-year-old son.
What?
Gawker brings us the story. Robert Sanfilippo had a son, a young boy about 10 or 11, liked to play baseball.
Right.
His son struggled, however. Not so good, apparently, the baseball.
I feel his pain.
New York. Were you a Husky non-athletic boy?
I was not an athletic boy at all. I tried soccer for a year. It didn't take.
I liked soccer because I couldn't be accused by my dad of throwing like a girl, where you use your feet 99% of the time.
I was just on vacation with Roland. He threw something into the ocean, and it went like, I was like, I was a third baseman. Give me that. Dear God.
Well, you played
like
softball.
It's like, ah.
You played softball.
Of course I did.
It's required of all lesbians.
Yeah.
Anyway, he took $50,000 of his own money and vowed vengeance upon those that apparently didn't, his son failed to flourish, the New York Post said, in his little league. So he funded a new baseball team. He recruited like it was a big time, bought them top-of-the-line equipment.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Gawker says because you ARG was too long to fit on the uniforms, the team was called the Long Island Vengeance.
Oh, wow.
The father was just arrested Friday. He bought an untraceable cell phone and began sending text messages to a rival youth baseball coach threatening to harm him, his son, and his wife.
Wow.
It's cartoonishly evil rich guy.
We'll be voting for Romney.
You're right.
It's a Romney voter. Yeah. Let's go to Rick in Los Angeles. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Steph. Hi, Mukage out there.
Yes. Assorted
Mukage. I think the problem with Romney, these are not gaffes that he's making. He's tired. His real core personality is coming out. And what that is somebody who's been nurtured through the Mormon church. They revere males. They don't question him, even at an early age. He's a rich kid who's always had his way. He's somebody who has benefited from being supported by daddy all through his business career. And, it's a really safe environment for somebody who's essentially a sociopath to live,
Right.
And the problem is he's dealing with the real world at this point.
I mean, I thought, Rick, that of all the disturbing things on that video, that was one of the most, him saying, I inherited nothing. I did this all by myself. Really? Your father was governor of a state, ran a car company, was able to send you to the finest schools, and you don't really think you got any help. You did all this on your own.
Yeah, and I think this is American Psycho Part 2. This is the Bateman character after he gets the presidential nomination. Uh-huh. And people need to be aware that this kind of thing happens. And people need help and not votes at a certain point.
Yep, absolutely. I agree.
Mitt Romney was born on third base and thought he hit a triple.
Yeah.
Which is a quote from Cecile Richards' mom. About George
there
Bush.
You go.
There you go.
We'll talk to her about that. Mitt Romney.
We're going
to
win.
What?
If polls go up, polls go down. Then some weeks I'm ahead, some weeks I'm behind.
No, dude.
Bless your heart.
Dude. Bless you.
He's
bless
plucky.
Your plucky little heart. We're going to win. Aw. He didn't seem that convinced, did he?
No.
No. We're going to win.
We're going to win.
Oh, we're
polls
sure.
Go up,
oh,
you polls
betcha.
Go down, but we're,
yeah, we're going to
we're going to win.
Mm-hmm. We're going to win. Mm-hmm. They go up, they go down, mostly down.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Like
make government smaller. Don't build these massive deficits that pass debt onto our kids. Rebuild the foundation of America's strength with great homes, great schools, with entrepreneurship and innovation.
Yeah. And how are you going to do that?
We're going to make government smaller. But President Leon is making it larger.
We need specifics.
What?
Why are specifics coming out of our eyeballs?
We've got specifics coming out of our eyeballs.
I just pulled that out of my ass. The specifics out of the eyeballs. How do you like that?
Pretty good. Coming out of my ass.
Okay. Hey, guess what? Mitt Romney has succeeded in making Paul Ryan an unbelievable flip-flopper. But he hates Ayn Rand now. He's what he was talking about. That was crazy. Ayn Rand.
Never heard of her.
What?
No. Rush? What?
Distancing himself from Ayn Rand.
There's a band called Rush? I had no idea.
What? Paul Ryan said he would no longer describe programs like Social Security as collectivist as he did in a speech before the, their little society back in 2005. I don't think of it like that, he has said when asked about his past remarks.
Mm.
In his address to the Atlas Society, audio of which was recently posted online. Ryan called for privatizing Social Security in terms familiar to Rand's followers, saying it was part of a broader fight of individualism versus collectivism.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security right now is a collectivist system. He said it's a welfare transfer system. He described Medicare and Medicaid in the same speech using similar language, offering up an early preview of his 2010 plan to replace socialist-based, quote-unquote, Medicare with a privatized structure with premium support.
Yeah.
Vouchers with wings.
That wasn't me. That was Raul Payan. RuPaul said that, not me.
He frequently cites Rand as one of his biggest influences. Didn't he make every person in his office read the book?
Fountainhead or Atlas Shrugged or something, yeah.
Like a manual.
Uh-huh.
He's been careful since ascending to national prominence to distance himself from parts of her broader philosophy that rankle the GOP base, such as her atheism, and aspects that are less palatable to a general election voter, like her view that virtually all social welfare programs are tyrannical.
Until you collect them yourself.
Yes,
like
she was also a giant.
Right after being selected by Romney, he told Fox News, "Those novels, I thought they were interesting, but her philosophy, which is quite a big
crazy.
Something." I just
don't
know. Who said that? What a wingnut!
It's not her. It's me.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That laughter sounds like the result of misbehavior.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
The child is black, the child is white. The whole world looks upon a sight, a beautiful sight.
Get it. Get it. Yeah. 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1, she's the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Look, everybody, it's Jan in Amherst.
Oh, yeah.
Up to transit from Mama's hometown of Lakeport. Hi, Jan.
Hi, guys.
Hey, hi.
You don't mind if I don't congratulate you just now. You guys are dancing in the end zone like the election's already happened.
No, we're not. You still have a good chance.
A tad. No, but the thing is, we have debates that are going to come up. And
yes.
I want to see Obama off the prompter. And
I'd like to see Romney off the prompter. Romney has always been seen with a prompter. He never goes off the teleprompter.
Well, yes, he does, and that's when he makes his gaffes. Yeah.
So we definitely will see what happens. Now, listen, I'm going to double down. A long time ago,
so you think that Mitt Romney's hugely likable personality is suddenly going to spring out during the debates?
Listen, I'm not going to say that this guy's a great campaigner because he really isn't, and that's obvious.
Okay.
But the thing is, he's got a lot of. Listen, it doesn't matter when these guys go head to head. That's the only thing I really care about. But I'm going to make a prediction if I may.
Okay.
By the way, just
a disclaimer, they should do this for Bill Kristol. John has been wrong about everything ever in the history of everything he's predicted on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, no, I hardly think that. I have been wrong last time. I believed too much in McCain, but he was the worst candidate.
Mitt Romney is much better. Much better.
Listen, my prediction is this. I believe personally, let me just finish my point, that Barack Obama has had nothing but the wind at his back since he's been president.
Oh, yes. He's encountered so little opposition.
Wait. Don't talk about a Republican Congress when it comes to that. A leader's supposed to make people think. Hey, a leader is supposed to make people think a particular way because they can lead.
You're right. You're right, John. It's been the most helpful Congress in the history of Congresses ever.
That's not what I'm talking about. Well, hey, listen.
There's been zero obstructionism. You're right, and I'm wrong. After you.
Let me make my prediction.
Yes. No, you first. Go ahead.
After you. Oh, no. You first. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to predict that Obama's going to lose, and once it's apparent that he is going to lose, he's going to lose his mind. This man, I believe, is a narcissist. And he's always
He's such a
hothead. This is your angry black man narrative that you've been peddling since the last election.
No.
Oh, he's going to lose it. You said he was going to lose it during the McCain election.
Steph, you know, that just getting pretty low. How do you see narcissist as a racist?
What?
No, you said he was going to lose it.
What evidence do you have that he's going to lose his mind? What evidence?
No, because he's always had a. Jim, please. I want to know when this man in his life, when this man has ever faced any kind of adversity in his entire life. Ever.
Wow. His relatives live in huts. What are you talking about?
No. I'm just saying. What is he? He's always had been propped up or given this, and I guarantee.
Oh, they just give you the job as head of the Harvard Law Review. You just
sure,
they give
black.
That to you.
Oh, listen, since you bring that up, listen, would it be really, really a big issue just to see his college papers and
essays?
Oh, for
the love of God, John, really?
And his birth certificate.
Whose college records have we ever seen?
Because I want to see an essay, so I'm a racist too now, right?
I didn't say you were racist. Well, you were racist when you said that the mortgage crisis was caused by...
A room full of black guys.
It was not.
Well, why did you say it then?
No. I can't even remember that conversation. A Hispanic.
I have a girl.
Part
I have a,
of the government accounting office.
No.
I have a girl for you. I have a girl for you. Her name's Road Flair Mary in Chicago.
No.
Want to meet her?
Nothing to do. Guys, come on. You know, let me make my point. But he's going to lose his mind. Watch. Watch what happens.
All right.
He's going to lose.
All right, John.
He's going to do some crazy stuff, and people are going to avoid him like the plague.
Right.
He has no friends.
Because he's a well-known hothead.
If I were you, you've been right so much, I would go down to old TV down on Chippewa Avenue and place a bet on it.
Steph, this is a big prediction. This guy has no friends. None. He has no friends internationally.
He has a beautiful family, a loving wife, and two daughters who love him.
But see what happens. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
hey,
all right.
Again,
all
you
right.
guys are great.
All right,
sure.
You too, John.
He's going to lose his mind.
Yes, exactly. John's been predicting.
I'll bet you $10,000.
Because in case you haven't noticed, he's black. And he's clearly, at some point, Jim.
In case you haven't noticed, he's black.
Like those people do, you know.
Right. Angry black.
You know who I mean. But not in a racist way.
No.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. He's black.
I've missed John. Okay. Mm. Let's go to Lee in Los Angeles. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Stephanie and Luke.
Yes.
You know what trips me out? I was calling myself up. I'll be as fast as I can. He said he would like to see Obama's paper from Harvard. Didn't I Mick Romney go to Harvard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. Why did he didn't ask about Mitt Romney's papers?
Because in case you haven't noticed, he's white.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's
now,
what I'm
to
saying.
Mitt Romney, and thank you. This is the question. Mitt Romney has been on the campaign trail talking about how he'd be tough on China. Am I right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Except that, well, and by tough,
apart
he means
from sending jobs over there and investing in it,
all his money over there.
Right.
Other than that, he means
tough.
Right. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Maybe.
Stephanie Miller
will be the key to putting the key in anarchy.
Yeah. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the very best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. Mary says Ann Romney reminds her of Faye Dunaway and Mommy Dearest. We do have more audio of her redecorating, I believe.
Tear down that bitch of a bearing wall and put a window where it ought to be.
Ooh. On the side of a plane so I can open it.
Exactly. Exactly. So you can roll down.
Oh, 30,000 feet.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Come on. It's funny. It's funny.
Stop it.
No. Okay, here is, Mittens, this was his emergency room thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mittens.
We do provide care for people who don't have insurance. People, if someone has a heart attack, they don't sit in their apartment and die. We pick them up in an ambulance and take them to the hospital and give them care. And different states have different ways of providing for that care.
Hmm.
But then, back in 2010...
But wait.
Look, it doesn't make a lot of sense for us to have millions and millions of people who have no health insurance and yet who can go to the emergency room and get entirely free care for which they have no responsibility,
right.
Particularly if they're people who have sufficient means to pay their own way.
Right.
That's less than 2 years ago.
That's why it would be good to have some sort of affordable care that might have a mandate of some sort in it. That, so there would be personal responsibility. Right? Good idea.
That was just 2 years ago that he said the exact opposite.
That wasn't me. That was Mitt Romney.
You know what, Eddie, the budget monster?
Yes.
He rebuffed pundits in his own party, saying it's simply the nature of conservative punditry to complain. After listening to Right Wing World, I tend to agree with him. They're getting a little whiny.
You know what? We have our complainers here on the left, too. So I don't know that it's just an ideological thing.
I think that's just what the conservatives do by nature. I think that's just the nature of conservative punditry, to kind of complain about any imperfection they may see. Imperfection? Why? There's hardly any in the Romney campaign. and then he said his very selection of me, as his running mate, the guy with all the specifics, which are coming out of Reince Priebus's eyeballs, as we know.
We've got specifics coming out of our eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. It's not our nature to complain.
Ideas coming out of my ass. Mm-hmm. Here's one, another one now.
Anyway, it shows you very clearly Mitt Romney's afraid of making big decisions, making tough decisions.
Big, tough decision.
Yes, you were. That's wowee.
I decided to open the window on the airplane at 30,000 feet. That's a big decision.
That was the Paul Ryan selection. That was a big, bold, courageous move.
Didn't they try and do that in airplane? I think someone tried to open the window to get some fresh
air. No, I think you're thinking of William Shatner in Twilight Zone. There's a man. Oh, my wing. Yeah. But that was a prop plane, so they probably weren't as... No. High is the jet.
All right. John Namhus, who did once say the mortgage crisis was caused by...
Room full of black guys.
It's true.
Yep, he did. We were all
compared
here.
To some Romney supporters, he's not racist. A woman in Texas says a person who appears to support Mitt Romney vandalized her pro-Obama yard sign with racist and vulgar language. Oh. Someone covered her Obama yard sign with the message, N-word lover, Obama sucks. Lovely. The backside of the sign was covered with Romney and Ryan, Christian, white, anti-gay, Republicans rule.
Wow.
Not so fast on the anti-gay there, Kemosabe. Did you see what Paul Ryan said yesterday? He said, I don't think we should pursue the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
What, whoa?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the only idea they seem to have is suppressing the vote since they can't seem to actually win it.
Right.
New study by the Advancement Project estimates that voter purges and ID requirements being enacted in over 20 states could disenfranchise at least 10 million Hispanic citizens. Uh-huh. The analysis found about 6.3 million Hispanic citizens were not registered to vote in 2010, while 10.8 million, about half the voting bloc, said they did not vote. The number is bound to swell as new efforts to limit the vote in states with large Latino communities use outdated information to remove suspected non-citizens. I'm reading these stories over and over of people that are so offended that have voted forever because they have a Hispanic surname that they're suddenly being questioned for the first time. I mean, it's
unbelievable.
Yes, thank you. Leonard Skinner has announced the Confederate flag.
Renounced.
Certainly.
Which is anchored.
Certainly.
We all should have slept in. Sorry. Leonard Skinner, was not bothered by Watergate.
Right.
But now they're sheepish over their use of the Confederate flag. The group's lone surviving original member, Gary Rossington, recently told CNN the band, recognizing the flag's offensive and racist undertones, will cease using it as a stage decoration at its upcoming concerts.
He's the only remaining original member, though, so I who knows what the original members of Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin? Well, and who knows? And is that relevant? How is that relevant?
Leonard Skinner would think about the Confederate flag.
But what do the members of Led Zeppelin think about Leonard Skinner using?
Give a crap.
I love Sweet Home Alabama. That's all I want to say. Okay, so this didn't sit well with some of the band's fans.
I can't imagine it would.
We've taken to the comment section. You know, the comment section always our favorite.
Get a rope.
Good luck with your next release, Sweet Home Massachusetts.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll climb the charts with a bullet in Yankee land. This isn't the real Leonard Skinner anyway. Well. They should have taken a name like Obama's politically correct, sell your soul, make believe imposters or something.
Well, that's clever.
That's an actual quote from the comments.
Really?
Wow.
All right, maybe they can hit the road with Neil Young now. maybe those Southern men do need him around.
Could be.
Anyhow, at this point.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
All right. Eric Stone Street from our good buddy, our pal from Modern Family.
And from your game show.
Yes!
I've got a secret.
I run into him all the time.
He got an Emmy.
He jokes with E! About the Daily Mail's recent report that he is dating Charlize Theron.
Oh, really?
I know. Jodie Foster, who I'm dating, we laughed about that yesterday. Oh, my gosh.
Sure.
We laughed and laughed. He said, I wish people would stop spreading rumors about Charlize Theron and I are dating. It's starting to make Halle Berry jealous.
Okay, that's funny.
I know. Jodie and I are, wow, we're the talk of the town. Apparently, she was at L.A. Sexy Liberal. And we were spotted at the DNC and the Grove. Who knew?
Wow.
Right? Okie dokie.
You were not at the Grove.
I actually walked right past Jodie Foster and, what's his name? Australian actor.
Anyway, Mel Gibson?
No, the other one.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Hugh Jackman.
Sleep. Never mind. That doesn't matter. But anyway, I saw a picture like in one of the People magazine or something that was that was them.
Mm-hmm.
That they were dating? Incognito. Oh. Yeah.
Sure.
God, losing my mind.
You know, all right.
Gladiator.
You know,
yeah, we probably shouldn't have attempted this today.
We should have retroactively canceled ourselves today.
Yeah.
Okay. Jim, you could have been at the Emmys. You could have been a helper. Sophia, how do you say?
Vergara. Uh-huh. Also from Modern Family.
Yeah.
Right. She had a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, really?
20 minutes before she was supposed to go on stage, her zipper broke and her curvy backside was
exposed. That's terrible.
Yeah.
You could see her butt cleavage.
Let me help you with that.
Jim, that would have been awful. That would have been horrific for you to have witnessed that. Yeah.
You think if you spend that much on a dress, it would stay together?
Yeah.
I look for value in a...
in a dress?
In a dress.
Oh, no. This is tragic news. Matt Lauer might be asked to take a significant pay cut if the Today ratings continue to decline.
Uh-oh.
In his $25 million a year.
Serve you right to shovel, baby. Serve you right to be alone.
Are we sucking his viewership?
I would do it for half that. I'd be happy to take over the Today Show for half of that. I mean, I really, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think I could make do. Of course, we'd have to get up even earlier.
Yes. But
yeah.
I think we're sucking his viewership here on the West Coast.
I think so. Mm. Sorry, Matt. Sucks to be you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. He's not currying favor with anyone these days.
Hey, you see what you did there?
It would be hard to give up my Captain America's underpants and the 73 cents. I make an hour.
A shiny nickel.
Don't spend it all in one place.
I kid. Okay. You know what? This could be me in a second if I don't show a little more gratitude. Happy Days, Aaron Moran.
Sad.
Is homeless?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bouncing around from hotel to motel after being thrown out of the trailer park she was sharing with her mother-in-law. Okay. Just when I thought my life is a hot mess, she and her husband, who works in the garden center of an Indiana Walmart... Oh, dear.
Oh,
they
geez.
Were living with his mom in a trailer home. And she was so perky. Just saying.
Did I tell you a few months ago I went to a pool party at her childhood home?
That is really random.
I know.
Okay. Let's go to Sharon in Wisconsin. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sharon.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, go ahead.
My brother-in-law divorced my sister for Texas/Colorado compound girl. He's met online. They moved to a farming compound community in North Dakota. My poor little nephew had to go there and visit once, just once we let him. He came back, and we said, what did they do there? And his dad was with a new girl, and he said, well, the women are not allowed to question the men. They submit and obey when they're talked to.
Right.
And we said, oh, that's interesting. And I said, what'd you do all day? I talked to him myself. He said, oh, we studied the Bible. We had to go to church. But you know what happened at night? Everybody's all the homeless shelters and weirdo people came in, and they all had weapons in their bag, and they got them out and told me all about how, and I learned how to, like, rob people, and I know how to change my name and change my social security name, and he learned a lot there at the compound.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And they submit and obey there, and the children have to submit and obey. If a man is talking, they submit and obey. We got my nephew out of there, but it's like a cult, and he still talks about it today, that he knows all kinds of things just from staying there a week, how to break into places, because they go to homeless shelters, pick up people, and he said by day they study the Bible and tell people that they are saved, but by the night they sit around and talk and tell stories and teach each other.
Wow-wee. I'm a promise keeper. As you know, that's what I mostly do here is submit, right?
Sure.
Screw you.
Oh, by the way, in the movie Airplane, someone turned on their overhead personal fan and it blew everybody.
That's what it
that's
was.
That's what it was.
It wasn't rolling down a window.
Okay. Yes.
All right. 45 minutes. Get it together, everybody. Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood, is next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Be a reporter, not an opinion person.
It would never occur to me to think of myself as anything other than a reporter.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. We got to fight the power.
nobody puts Barack in the corner. You made me put my life-size cut out of the president away.
Yes, this isn't our studio. We share the studio with other people.
Mm. 50 minutes after the hour. All right. Kids, this is very exciting. I ran into Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood, at the Planned Parenthood party at the DNC. And it is like looking directly into the sun. She is so stunning. Good morning, Cecile.
Good morning, Stephanie.
You have a very exciting announcement this morning.
Yes, it's really great here in New York at the Clinton Global Initiative. And we've just announced an expansion of our program. We work with youth in Africa and Latin America, and we're recognized commitment. And it's a very inspiring day.
What now? The Clinton Global Initiative, it's obviously, it's so amazing. I mean, there's always so many amazing people working on amazing things. Tell us what your program is exactly.
Well, you know, we work with Planned Parenthood. We work in both Latin America and in Africa to train young people in sexual health issues, be able to get sex education, contraceptives, prevent the spread of disease. And as part of the Clinton Global Initiative today, we are announcing that we are going to expand this program in both of those continents, and also increase the connection between young people in the United States as well as young people in Africa and Latin America who are working on global health issues. And there's no place better to do it. I just came from a panel that was just mind-blowing in terms of all the work that's happening to improve the health and well-being of young people and women around the globe. And we're happy, Planned Parenthood is just really thrilled to be part of it.
Cecile, interesting that Obama's campaign slogan is forward, isn't it? When you think of how regressive, truly, a lot of these policies that Republicans are proposing around the country, I mean, you must feel like, really? I've got to go back and fight this battle again?
That's what I hear from women all across the country, you know, of a certain generation who are just in disbelief that we're actually arguing about whether young people should get access to sex education or whether women should get access to birth control. It is kind of a little bit unbelievable that we have this incredible global initiative to expand access for women to basic birth control and family planning and young people to information, and yet somehow the U.S. Congress wants to relitigate these same issues.
Speaking of exciting things at the Clinton Global Initiative, Bill Clinton, did he tease a little bit about a Hillary Clinton run for presidency?
Hey, I missed that, Stephanie, but you know what? Very possible. There, of course, a lot of love for the entire Clinton family here.
Yeah.
It was great to be with Chelsea Clinton on this at this particular panel I just left, and I think it just shines through. I think that President Clinton's commitment to global issues, and as you say, I think President Obama's commitment to moving forward is literally permeating, I think, this entire event. Very exciting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he says she's going to take time, write a book, and then she might run. I don't know about you, but I would be thrilled if Hillary ran for president.
I think, what we're seeing in this, even in this election, that I think the power of women, the importance of the women's vote, certainly at Planned Parenthood, we're seeing that this, I think, just explosion of women's involvement and understanding that women's health issues are not second-tier issues, they're fundamental issues. Certainly, I think if Secretary of State Clinton decided that she wanted to have a political future, I think it's there's a lot of support for her, not only here in the United States, but now, of course, around the world.
Cecile, I don't know about you, but just even among my personal friends and my professional circle, I don't think I've ever seen women quite so angry. You know, whether it's these transvaginal probe, bills. I mean, you name it. It's whether it's some of the rhetoric of the Todd Akins out there. I mean, I just have never seen this sexist kind of rhetoric in my lifetime, at least.
I do think that it seems like every time this fire begins to go out, they just throw some more kerosene on. And it's interesting. I mean, I think, yes, there is anger out there, but I also think there's huge motivation. I was actually really pleasantly surprised. I was down in Charlotte, North Carolina, of course, for the Democratic National Convention, and I felt like every time the issues were raised of women's access to health care, birth control, support for Roe, certainly the issue of equal pay for women, these issues that somehow seem to be kind of on the ballot, every time those issues were raised, the enthusiasm and support among women and men was overwhelming. So I feel like we're definitely not a second-class citizen in this election, and I think women actually women are going to determine who the next president is.
Cecile, so many highlights, but I loved Lily Ledbetter, didn't you, at the DNC?
Oh,
I thought
fantastic.
And again, talk about like the divergence in choice there. You know, here's the president who passed Lily Ledbetter, and Romney says, I'll have to get back to you on whether I don't know, would have done that or not, or whether I would.
Lily who?
I mean, no, I think you're exactly right. I think this is for and it's interesting that the issues that I think certainly Mr. Romney is trying to say are social issues. These are basic economic issues. You're talking about equal pay. That's an issue that you don't have to explain to women. They understand it. And certainly even issues of access to birth control, which, of course, has been do that for some reason. Mr. Ryan's now saying on day one they would get rid of the insurance coverage for birth control. Well, the newsflash is 99% of women in this country actually use birth control at some point, and for them it is an economic issue. So I think we're looking at two very different profiles of tickets for this presidential election, one that really does want to move forward, and frankly, Mr. Ryan, who seemed to want to move us back to the 1950s.
Yep. You know, and speaking of awesome women, I think I've told you the story that I once got to sit on the floor of a living room listening to your mom speak. We were gathered really? Like a bunch of little Labrador puppies, just hanging on every word. And then I had to stand next to you and Aisha Tyler at the Planned Parenthood party, and despite it shattering my self-esteem, I...
Well, you know, there was another bit of great news today. I'll just have to give a, you know, unsolicited advertisement that the play Anne, which was as written and produced by Holland Taylor, is actually going to open on Broadway in March at Lincoln Center. So a very exciting day. Nothing my mother would have loved more than to read the Richards to open on Broadway.
Well, she would be so proud of you. You're doing just such amazing work, and it's just a thrill always to talk to you. And thanks so much for breaking the news here on your exciting Clinton Global Initiative stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks for having
All
me.
All right, Cecile, talk to you soon. Okay. There she goes.
She's so awesome.
She is awesome. She's awesome. We have all the awesome women on our side.
We do.
Ha ha. Ha ha, Ann Romney.
Is it wise to piss off 53% of the electorate?
You know,
yeah. If you're trying to win something.
Stop it with your awesome women.
Stop it.
Stop right. it.
No.
Stop it.
No.
Stop it.
No. You can't make me.
Okay. Millie in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Millie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was at a training for Obama for America, and the young man who was doing the training was a high school student from Drake. He was 16 years old, started campaigning for Obama in 2004 at age 12.
Wow.
So my point is, when you say that 13-year-olds shouldn't listen to your show, I don't care how they get involved.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay.
We were a little on the fence about the 13.
But you know what? That's kind of your sweet spot.
Yeah.
The potty humor and
that's
stuff.
They're a little too mature
for
me. Yeah. All right. That's it for us. Hump Days with Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks?
Hump Days with Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. All right. In the meantime, get it to Hotel Beacon. You can call if you need tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Huge celebrity name I just booked for a panel for the New York City show. And very few tickets left for this Saturday in Seattle. So get it. Go. Yep. I'd like to thank Crystal Boy. Hey, Jim Ward, T-Bone on phones
Whore.
And drums. Jackie and Courtney and the gang over at Current. We'll see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.